Hello, thrill seekers. Welcome to Radio Munson. I love Paris, and I love Buddy Brigman's arrangements as well. That's Buddy's band from an album he did in 1959 called Swingin' Standards. He had some good people in that West Coast band. Richie Kamuka was a tenor saxophone guy. That was Frank Rossellino's trombone, Conte Condoli playing the trumpet solo, and a Mel Lewis drumming exhibition there as part of our little kickoff on Radio Munson. I'm glad you're here this evening, broadcasting from just outside of Tucson, Arizona this evening, just a little ways up Dove Mountain, and broadcasting to the whole world, as a matter of fact, for those who are so inclined at WGLT.org, and broadcasting to a lot of you in central Illinois who listen on WGLT 89.1 and 103.5. from the studios in Normal, Illinois, on the campus of Illinois State University. Glad you're along. I Love Paris, and this, that's a sort of a springtime song, isn't it? I know it evokes other seasons, but, you know, I love Paris in the springtime when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. Well, we're looking ahead toward the former rather than the latter at present, and springtime officially starts when? Late Saturday night, I think, next weekend, a week from this Saturday night. And, you know, the temperature is going to get up into the 60s tomorrow and into the 70s for a couple of days, it appears, next week, staying in the 60s the rest of this weekend. And on one or two days, we may see a little sunshine in central Illinois, although the threat of rain is going to be over most days of the next few. But the temperature is beginning to look like the next season, and I'm just saying, so is Ella Fitzgerald.
I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the ten antitheses of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. Young, skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemmit, it's deluxe, it's delovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemmit, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
Thank you, Cole Porter, and thank you, Ella Fitzgerald. It's about time for that song, seems to me. That's not premature. Well, here we are on Thursday night, and here's Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. Wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
The Kid from Hoboken with the magic of Nelson Riddle's arrangement here on Radio Munson. You reach me at don@wglt.org. You know I love to hear from you. I'm feeling energized this evening. I don't know about you, but I'm shooting high. Yes, sir. We're shooting high here on Radio Munson this evening. I'm shooting high. When does that song date to? 50 years, 60 years ago, something like that. Back in the time when Art Van Dam was one of the very few jazz accordionists on the scene. And the scene included his great quintet, featuring his accordion and guitar and bass and drums and vibes. Here's something Blossom Dearie did in studio when she went from New York to Los Angeles to record with then a young Jack Sheldon playing trumpet.
Something happens to me every time I feel that you are near. A strange kind of chemical change goes rushing through me. I know that mysterious glow means you'll appear. Then, darling, something happens to me in your arms when I feel you're trembling too. I can tell you've been caught in the spell that I am under. We gaze into each other's eyes in breathless wonder to see that when something happens to me, it happens to you. Something happens to me in your arms when I feel you're trembling too. I can tell you've been caught in the spell that I am under. We gaze into each other's eyes in breathless wonder to see that when something happens to me, it happens to you. To see that when something happens to me, it happens to you.
Arranger Jack Marshall gave Blossom Dearie, the pianist, singer, she with a pixie-like voice, a little cool West Coast jazz to be very hip for the time. Or was it hep?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you full of pep?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you heppa, heppa?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you full of steppa? What do you know, Gate? Are you in the know or are you a solid bringer down? Listen here, Jack. Take it slow and you can learn just what I mean. Are you hep to the jive?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you hep to the jive? Are you hep, are you hep, are you keeping in step? Are you hep to the jive? Do you lace your boots high? Are you fly or you fly? Do you dig, do you dig, do you swing on a gig? Are you hep to the jive? Do you get in the groove? Does the beat make you move? Do you send yourself jack and then trilly on back again, though that it's smooth? Oh, are you hep to the jive?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you hep to the jive?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you hep, are you hep, are you keeping in step? Are you hep to the tick, tick, tick the jive. Are you hep, are you hep, are you really in step? Are you hep to the jive?
That's Billy May's band, and Billy's arrangement of I'll Never Say Never Again, a song written by Harry Woods for a show called I'm Just Wild About Harry. It wasn't about Harry Woods, the composer, but it goes back into the 1930s. That, in fact, was a song that caused the breakup of the Dorsey Brothers band. Tommy and Jimmy got into an argument about how to play that song, what the tempo should be, and it ended up with Tommy Dorsey, the younger brother, and probably the most hot, more hot-tempered, walking off the stage, and the two Dorsey brothers, Jimmy and Tommy, had their own bands then for several decades before regrouping and rejoining each other shortly before their deaths in a very short order in the early 1960s. Billy May probably recorded that in the late 1950s. He had one of those great bands that, for the most part, accompanied singers. And I'm going to play something that he did with Bobby Darin during Darin's heyday. Did I mention that was Cab Calloway before the break? And are you hep, not hip, but are you hep to the jive? And Cab Calloway was the original jive meister. Chu Berry was the guy playing tenor saxophone. He was a great saxophonist with Cab Calloway's band for years. Back to Billy May backing Bobby Darin, who wrote this song.
As long as I'm singing, there's a bell up in my brain that's ringing, making a crazy ding-dong. And if this band don't desert me, then there's nothing in the world can hurt me, long as I'm singing my song. Give me trumpets, legato, put some saxes with them, strings, pizzicato, and some rhythm. As long as I'm singing, then the world's all right and everything's swinging, long as I'm singing my song. Making music is more to me than a pleasure, 'cause me and music, we go together like notes in a measure. Long as I'm singing, then the world's all right and everything's swinging, long as I'm singing my, long as I'm singing my, long as I'm singing my.
Bobby Darin here on Radio Munson on GLT. I'm glad you're along this evening. Here's a song that Barbara Streisand recorded with Diana Krall playing piano. David Mann and Bob Hilliard wrote this song back in 1955.
When the sun is high in the afternoon sky, you can always find something to do. But from dusk till dawn, as the clock ticks on, something happens to you. In the wee small hours of the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and you think about the guy, and never ever think of counting sheep. When you're lonely, has learned its lesson, you'd be his if only he would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss him. has learned its lesson. You'd be his if only he would call in the wee small hours of the morning. That's the time you miss him most.
Barbra Streisand's album called Love is the Answer came out just, what, 2 or 3 years ago. Includes some big orchestral arrangements, but also some quiet piano featuring Diana Krall with Barbra Streisand. Here on Radio Munson, we're going out to the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania, circa 1938. And we'll get on the dance floor to Artie Shaw's band in just a few minutes. Here are a couple of soprano saxophonists who formed a group called Soprano Summit in the 1970s, Kenny DeVerne and Bob Wilbur, with Marty Gross playing guitar, and an invitation to linger a while.
Thank you.
Bob Wilbur and Kenny DeVerne, soprano saxophonists, and a group called Soprano Summit. Back in 1974, George DeVivier was a guy playing bass. I forgot to mention his name earlier. Well, we're just in time for Artie Shaw's band to crank it up at the Café Rouge in the Hotel Pennsylvania, 1938. Stardust. Thank you, Hoagie Carmichael. And thank you, Artie Shaw. Here's Steve Lawrence.
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each vow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you. Right to the end, just like a friend, I tried to warn you somehow. but you had your way, and now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now. Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each vow? Who's sad and blue? Who's crying too? Just like I cried over you. Right to the end, you've been just like a friend. I tried to warn you somehow, but you had your way, and now you're gonna pay. You're sorry now. I'm so glad that you're so sorry. I'm so glad that you're so sorry now.
That's Tom Kubas, a West Coast arranger, and a bunch of left coast guys that puts together a great band. When You're Smiling, I hope you're smiling at that trombone solo by Bill Watrous, who's just a great trombonist who plays on both coasts, as it turns out. And that was a Nelson Riddle arrangement for Steve Lawrence on Who's Sorry Now, just before the break, with George Roberts playing that bass trombone. On Radio Munson, here on Thursday evening, broadcasting tonight from just outside of Tucson, Arizona.
If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, how I'd love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I were free to do the things I might. I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you. Just 1 hour tonight, if I felt free to do every little thing I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be. True, I wouldn't be blue, and neither would you, if I could be with you.
Della Reese recorded an album called Blue Skies, featuring arrangements by Neil Hefti and Neil Hefti's band at the time, during the 1960s. Great album. That song is on it. It's Radio Munson, taking a trip to Jersey with the Delta Rhythm Boys.
You better bow. When you get on the Jersey side, you gotta bow.
That Jersey bounce, a rhythm that really counts. The temperature always mounts.
Oh, wherever they play the funny rhythm they play.
They started on Journal Square, and somebody heard it there. They put it right on the air, and now you hear it everywhere.
Uptown
gave it new licks.
Downtown
added some tricks.
No town makes it sound the same. That's where it came from.
So no, if you don't feel so hard, go out to some Jersey bar. And whether you have or not, the Jersey bounce will make you swing.
Now get in the groove and start in the bounce all around. You know you've hit the solid groove when the rhythm gets low down.
Hip to the jive, boy.
Let's bounce.
that really counts. The temperature always mounts wherever they play the funny rhythm they play. It started on Journal Square and somebody heard it there. They put it right on the air and now you hear it everywhere. Folks uptown gave us all new links. Downtown had some tricks and no town makes it sound the same as where it came from. If you don't feel so very hot, go out to some Jersey spot. Whether you help or not, give it everything you've got. Let's jump in a while and just help and just smile that you can bounce, bounce.
That's the Delta Rhythm Boys and the Jersey Bounce, which is what Governor Christie did not get in his popularity poll after his most recent endorsement. Oh, wait, that's, but the song was not about that. It was not about that. We're here on Radio Munson till 9 o'clock Central Time tonight. Bix Beiderbecke was born on this date in 1903 in the Quad Cities, Davenport, Iowa, and became probably the most important jazz person in the 1920s, although fans of Louis Armstrong might have a different opinion of that. But the two came up at the same time. Satch by that time was playing trumpet, and Bix was still playing cornet, which by the late 1920s had gone pretty much out of vogue, although you still hear great cornetists today. But that was Bix Beiderbecke's instrument of choice. He didn't have much of a chance to graduate to trumpet. Some would call it graduating to the trumpet because he died at age 28 before the 1930s came along. In 1927, Bix Beiderbecke had, for a year or two, been teamed up with a guy who played the C melody saxophone, which was the solo saxophone instrument of choice during the 1920s, a guy by the name of Frank Trumbauer. And Trumbauer kept forming his own bands, including Bix Beiderbecke. And it was Tram and Bix in 1927, who recorded with guitarist Eddie Lang and violinist Joe Venuti a song called Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Thank you. The great cornetist Bix Beiderbecke, born in Davenport, Iowa, on this date, on the 10th of March, back in 1903. He died, actually, I said before the 1930s arrived, but it was just after. It was 1931. He died at age 28. Bootleg gin got him. And in fact, he was pretty much into the sauce in 1927 when he and Frankie Trombauer, recorded Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. I was thinking about Billie Holiday and thinking maybe we should play something by Lady Day here on Radio Munson this evening. You know, she got that nickname from Lester Young, the saxophonist. She had struck up quite a platonic friendship with Lester Young when he was with Basie's band and was out with smaller groups as well. In fact, she's the one who began to call Lester Young Prez because she greatly admired Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president at the time. And she thought maybe Lester Young should have the title of Prez in addition to FDR. Anyway, they recorded together a couple of times. And here's something from one of those sessions. It includes Harry Sweets Edison playing trumpet.
Never had nothing, no one to care. That's why I seem to have more than my share. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. When I hurt his feelings once in a while, his only answer is one little smile. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can see no other